You're in the zone. Cavillo TL Radio.
Seems you're much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Magnificent Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone. Cavillo TL Radio, my goodness, so wonderful to be back on there. Hope everyone is tuning in live, of course, on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, family, you can also listen to us at the official website at www.lotl, the comfort zone. But as we make that smooth transition to soul, my goodness, I can't believe it's been, 2 years? He blessed us with a fantastic album, The One, and now he has returned. New album on the horizon, actually, September the 19th. Share with me. But in the meantime, we have some fantastic music. The new hit single from that upcoming album, of course, You Are So Beautiful, from the legendary singer, songwriter, producer, orchestrator, you name it, he does it all. The legendary Mr. Chris Jasper. Chris, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, doing great, man. Very good.
Man, hey, I'm going to tell you something. I have to compliment you over and over again. Listening to You Are So Beautiful, that's a huge song. Because the only person I really listened to really put their heart and soul in that song was the late, great Joe Cocker. And man, you took it to a completely different level. Out of all the songs to choose from, why that particular song?
Well, actually, my wife, you know, really liked that song. And when I was doing some of the other songs on the album, we were coming home from the studio one day, and she said, you know, you did a lot of covers and arrangements, you know, with the Isley Brothers, with, you know, stuff like Hello, It's Me, and Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight, and Summer Breeze. She said, you know, why don't you try to do, you know, You're Also Beautiful, because, you know, she really liked that song, and I really liked the song. And so I said, well, you know, I haven't thought about it, but let me try to work on it, you know, see what I can do with it, you know. So I started to, you know, play the song and, you know, fill it out, and it just kept growing and growing, and I said, yeah, I got to do this. So that's how it kind of came about.
You did a wonderful job, and please give her my thanks for suggesting.
Yeah.
Man, the old adage, hey, happy wife, happy life. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
That's definitely a beautiful thing. Man, the last time I had you on, I was saying to you, I said, man, I'm really anxious to see where you're going to take the next project to, because the entire album, from each song to each song, you did a fantastic job. And I'm listening to the two tracks, of course, the title track, Share With Me, and now You Are So Beautiful. To me personally, sonically, man, it actually sounds better than One. What do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
You know, I kind of feel that each album has its own kind of characteristic and kind of its own entity, you know what I mean? I remember when we did the Heater song, right? Way back, you know, a long time ago. And then we came with Harvest for the World, you know. And both albums were good. You know, Heater song had its character, you know, the three fast songs and then the three slow songs. And then Harvest for the World had, you know, the message songs and, you know, the ballads, you know. So I kind of look at it like that, you know. Like, I always try to do my best with a record, but I think they have their own character, you know. And
right.
I just try to do that with an album, to give it, you know, some kind of character of its own. The One is, you know, great. That's one of my favorite albums that I've ever done, I have to say. And this one, is a favorite in another way. You know what I mean?
No.
It has its own character too. You know, starting with, you know, You Are So Beautiful, and I also did a rendition of How Great Thou Art. You know,
okay.
which was a favorite hymn of my mother's and Margie too, that has its own kind of thing to it. So I like to do that. I like to have each song have its own character and own effect. And if right. I can do that, you know, I think I've been successful.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we touched upon last time, we were talking about what it means to have peace of mind and what it is for us in enabling a person to basically being able to create without the nonsense and the silliness. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit and let the listeners know as far as what has it meant to you over the years to have that kind of peace of mind, having the freedom to just being able to create the kind of music that you want to create without the nonsense?
Well, first, you know, and foremost, you know, I mean, God is the center of my life, and that's how I try to live my life, the way that He would want us to, you know, following His instruction and staying within His parameters. And that's where true peace of mind is, you know, is in God's principles. If you can do that, and if you understand that, and you can fully see, you can see the fruits will come out in your life. They will manifest themselves, you know. Things won't bother you as much, you know, as, say, a person who doesn't have, you know, the knowledge of God and his spirit within them, you know. You do have a spirit of power and a spirit of peace when you follow God. So that's what I try to do. And I think that's first. And then secondly is, you know, when I set up Gold City Music, that enabled me to have creative freedom, you know. And I think the combinations of those two things, I think I'm doing better work now than I've ever done, you know, because there's no stress, you know, involved in my life, you know. I'm free to do the type of music that I want to do. And that means, you know, writing, that means vocally, that means instrumentation, and it all matters. And it gives me a great deal of peace, you know.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. You know, I had this conversation with a very good friend of mine a little bit over a year ago. And I said, you know what? He said, man, you know, the Isley Brothers do this and that. And I said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, I'll use this as an analogy. I said, without Chris and Isley Brothers, it's like going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire without Maurice White. It's really not the same. But at the other spectrum, I like the idea because you have that, like you said, the level of freedom where you're not dealing with a lot of stress. You have the freedom to create what you want to create without worrying about what other people think. Being an independent artist, you've been an independent artist for a while. Is there any remote possibility that you would ever remotely think about signing with a label?
But it would all depend on, you know, the structure of the deal, you know, because getting involved with an entity, you know, sometimes can be restrictive, you know, in a way. I just have to make sure that the deal was properly done and that I would still maintain that creative freedom that I have now, because you know, I really feel at this point in my career that can't be disturbed. You know, I have to be able to go in there and put down what I want to, you know.
Right.
It's just how I've been used to doing things for so long. You know, I've been independent for so long, so that would have to be, you know, part of the deal that I would do my own music.
Absolutely. Now, I know, without being a bug on the wall or a fly on the wall, I know you've had this conversation on many occasions with Michael. Mike, gifted musician, very gifted musician, about, you know, as far as being, remaining an independent artist, having control, creative control over his projects, and making sure if he does sign with a label, that he still has that creative control. What has it meant to you as far as an overall having that kind of love and structure in your family as far as the creative aspect on the new album? Share with me.
Yeah, it's great to be able to work with your family, you know. Like, for example, my wife, she's right by my side. She's, you know, doing so many of the things, you know, even singing background on some songs and doing a lot of the administrative work. And, you know, Michael, he's right in there with me, you know, doing the rhythms on some of my songs. Nick, my other son, he does the graphic arts and the album covers and all of that. It's just great working with your family because, you know, these are people that are closest to you and, you know, you trust the most. And to see, especially your children, develop, you know, and become self-motivated, you know, like they are, and to make a contribution. It's just the best. It's just the best way to do anything, I guess, is with your family.
You and your wife have a very special relationship. And I know for myself and a lot of other people out there yearn to have that kind of love, respect, patience, and support system that you have with your wife. Can you kind of express to the listeners out there, what has it meant to you over the years to have that kind of support from your wife? And also, she's so actively involved in your career. She does so much for you. How has that maintained you as far as making sure that you have a balance in your life?
I mean, you said a lot right there. I mean, you know, she's been there on every single thing I've ever done. You know, we're best friends, you know, we love each other a lot. And, you know, that she's the one I can trust. You know, I can trust her 100%. And she does the same with me. I mean, that kind of relationship is like, it's kind of rare, you know. And we're together all the time. And that, you know, that brings a certain amount of peace too. You know, knowing that, you know, the person you see every day, you know, you can trust them, they love you, you know. They're looking out, you know, for you in the best possible way, you know. They have your back, in other words, you know. That means so much. I can't even say how much that means. That's like incredible.
She has such a profound effect on your music. Why the title Share With Me? What does Share With Me mean to Chris Jasper?
Well, that's it kind of goes, you know, just to that relationship that I just spoke about, you know, like when you share your life with another person and they know you inside and out. That's what that song is about. You know, share with me all those, you know, whatever you're thinking, you know, whatever you're dreaming of, what are your dreams, your hopes, you know, all of that kind of stuff. You know, the person just knows you, you know, and you know them. And that's a spiritual thing, you know what I mean? That's a spiritual bond that cannot be broken, you know? And that's what we have, you know, and that's what I'm blessed, you know, thank God for, you know.
You are a perfectionist. I've always said it. You are definitely a perfectionist. And I know in the studio it can be a really tedious thing sometimes. For you, how is it for you able to kind of keep that balance between, okay, I'm an artist, I'm a musician, I'm a producer, and all these things, but at the same time, I'm also a husband and a father. How have you been able to balance those two for such a long period of time, successful period of time?
Well, like I said, you know, under God's principles, you know, your wife, you know, or husband, whatever the case may be, is first. Your children, of course, are next. And, you know, that role of being a father is prime. It's right up there at the top. That's the first thing, you know, I think about is being a good father and being a good husband, even before the music. So that's where the priority goes. Now comes the music, you know. So that's the balance. That is the balance, and that's the proper way to look at things. I know some people look at their careers first, which, you know, is, I guess, society's way of looking at things. But, you know, God's way is to say, wait a second, you know, Your wife and your family, your children come first. That's God's way, and that's the way I look about life. And it always works out that way. you know, because I keep that in mind. I keep God's will in mind. And it's easy that way, because I know it's of prime importance. And then, you know, music is important to me, but I put it in its right place.
You know, on a few occasions when I happen to have an opportunity to get on Facebook, and I see some of the things that you put on Facebook, and just some of the just observations about seeing some of the things that we have gone through in a society and how it directly affects our music, you've always had a positive aspect, positive aura about you. But even you, on occasions, you see the things that are taking place in our society, and even bothers you because it definitely resonates through your music. Do you think that if a lot of artists would spend more time making more positive, more enlightening, I guess enlightenment as far as in their music would have more of a positive effect in today's society, to be more specific in today's youth?
Oh, absolutely, yes. The Bible says, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, so what we hear is extremely important, you know. And, you know, non-faith can come by hearing, and hearing of the wrong thing. You know, the word of God is a double-edged sword.
Right.
You know, what's true on one side is true on the other side. So if you keep hearing negative, you're more likely to become a negative person, you know. And if you keep hearing positive, you're more likely to become a positive person. And that's why I keep putting positive messages in my music, or some kind of solution to the problem, or another way to look at an issue, you know, that would get a positive result. You know, that's God's way. You know, even though, you know, people read the Bible and they say, well, you know, sometimes I see things in the Bible that are you know, really, really negative. Well, yeah, the negative is expressed, but for the purpose of a positive outcome. You see what I mean?
Right.
You may see something negative in there, but it's expressed so that you will learn from that example and turn to the positive. You see? So that's the kind of way I look at lyrics, you know, when I write lyrics. I want to write something that's positive, like Caravan of Love. You know, it's a positive message. It's, you know, and it was inspired from the scriptures too. So, yeah, I really like to do that. I think that's important to do that. You know, even if a few people hear it, that's fine. Because that is what I think our job as Christians is. You know, even if you're not a musician, you know, Paul said, let all things be done for the edification. All things. Everything you do should be, you know, someone should benefit from that some kind of way, you know. And, you know, have your speech be pure, you know. That's another thing the Bible says. And, you know, I try to stay within those parameters. And good things have happened for me, you know, because of it. And, you know, I'm just blessed even more spiritually because of it, you know. And it's just a great thing. I think more people should do it. I mean, because people, I found out that people really, really appreciate positive things, you know. When they hear it, they say, oh, wow, that's great. I love that message. It really made a difference in my life. You know, I get a lot of things like that, you know, people contacting me and saying that, you know. And, wow, you don't know how good that makes me feel, because I know that you know, a positive message is going to do a lot more than a negative one, you know. So the long answer to that question is, yeah, more people should do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the way I've always looked at your music is almost like a ministry, where you've always been able to have the opportunity to minister to people, as you said, as far as having that real positive vibe, that positive aura, because it's so easy for people to be negative. I see a lot of negativity. It's like people get off on being negative and being unhappy. And as far as the Bible is concerned, to me, the Bible is pretty much black and white. If you read it and have a complete understanding of what God is trying to relate to you, it's very simplistic, but unfortunately we have people who will use it in a manner that's negative. So they can have their own quote-unquote special interpretation of what they right. think it should say. And that's complete. That's really, really unfortunate. What do you find challenging about, let me come from another direction. How do you challenge yourself musically on each project, especially on a new album? Share with me, because you're classically trained. You can play, I don't know how many different instruments in the studio. You produce, you do all this. How do you find the time to really challenge yourself to do something new as far as from a creative aspect?
Well, I have to say on this album, How Great Thou Art and You're Also Beautiful were challenges. And they were challenges because I never thought of doing them. You know, the thought never came to me to do these two songs until my wife mentioned it. You know what I mean? It was like she posed a challenge to me, you know. And I find, I don't know why, but I find that when I am challenged, I really do my best work. Somehow, it just comes out, you know. Like, I remember the first time that we were on stage, we were Six Isley Brothers. And for some reason, it wasn't planned. You know, Ronald just said, for some reason, hey, I like that. We were doing For the Love of You. Ronald said, hey, I'd like to have my brother-in-law, Chris Jasper, come out and sing, you know, a verse of this or something like that. And he handed me the mic, and like it was unrehearsed. I didn't know what I was going to say, you know. And I just started to improvise on the song For the Love of You. I started singing, you know, part of Marvin Gaye's song and then part of the Doobie Brothers song. You know what I mean? I kind of incorporated that into For the Love of You right there on stage, you know. And I don't know where that comes from, but when I'm challenged, I seem to do my best work, and I'm so glad she mentioned that and challenged me. You know, it was like because I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking of, you know, writing another original song, you know. I don't know where that comes from. I think, and what I always told Marge, I said, it's almost like when somebody would tell me, when I was younger, they tell me I couldn't do something, that would like, you know, I would really have to show them, you know. No, you're wrong. I can do this. And I'm going to prove to you that I can. You know, that's my attitude. That's the kind of kid I was. You know what I mean? Oh, you think I can't do that? Okay, well, I'm going to show you. So, like, I think that's still in me, you know? I like to be challenged.
I have a challenge for you, Chris. And I said, you know what? I promised the listeners this, and I've also promised Tammy this. I said, I'm going to ask you this. I said, look, you in that studio at home, you're creating magic, creating wonderful, blissful music. Is there a remote possibility, if not this year, maybe next year, that you'll actually do or provide us with some live performances, man? We need to see you live. I don't care if it's at a theater. I will get on a plane, a camel, train. I will come to New York to see you perform live. Is there a remote possibility of that ever taking place?
It is. It is. And, like, it's just a matter of, like I said, when you ask, you know, to sign with the labels, you know, and I said it's a matter of the deals, you know, what deals can be done. Because, like you said, I am a kind of perfectionist, and I want things to go a certain way. And that's all it would require, is the right promoter, you know, with the right situation. Because I want my show to come off in the right way, you know what I mean? Because sometimes guys will book things, and it'll be the wrong venue, or they won't have the proper sound and light, you know, equipment and stuff like that, and your show doesn't look right, you know what I mean? All those things would have to be right, and I would gladly go out there and do some things, because I haven't done it in a while. And as you get a different energy when you perform live, you know, because the sound is right there behind you and in front of you. You get the vibe from the audience. And it's a great thing. But I would like everything to be right, you know. You know, I have to, you know, go back and